Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
The Health Hub Town Square in Ballincollig, where Annalise Dressel joins me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon.
And you're very welcome. And straight into a lot of questions. We'll do our best to get through as many of them. This came in by email, corktoday@c103.ie. Hi, Annalise. After having blood tests done recently through my GP, I was told my B12 read extremely high at 890. I was advised not to take any supplements containing B12, which I'm confused about. I have just started Source of Life Gold as a tonic, which I find extremely good when I feel I need a bit of a pick-me-up. I cannot find anything without B12 to give me motivation. Is this very unusual, or what advice could you give me going forward? And that's from Mary.
Yeah, well, B12, there would be quite a bit of B12 in the Source of Life Gold. And B12 is very important for us to make our red blood cells. So that's why if people feel deficient, they're not making their red blood cells efficiently, they're not carrying oxygen around to tissue, so therefore they feel tired. And that's anemia. So it is possible to have too much B12. I think the side effects are probably very minor and minimal. It's more common, actually, Patricia, to have very low B12, and a lot of people don't absorb B12 well in the stomach. So that's why so many people will have to take it. In this case, really, I think you probably should avoid vitamin B12 for a while just to allow the levels to drop. I mean, I'm not aware that it would cause any major medical issues, but I don't think it's a good idea to take something all the time. I think it's always good to take a break. And if she really wanted something to give her a bit of a boost, maybe just taking ginseng as and when she needed for an energy boost, that could help. Like those Baraccas would be very high in B12 as well, so that's why a lot of people get a boost from them, Patricia. So, yep, that's my advice, is okay, avoid it for a little while. Just to be on the safe side.
And then go
side.
Back and get the bloods checked again with the doctor, particularly when the doctor said avoid the B12. You're better off avoiding it and see, will it just go down itself?
Exactly. And yeah, it definitely will go down itself, really, yeah. Tricia. It's coming from supplements. It wouldn't be anywhere reason that would be high for any health issue, and it wouldn't be high from diet. So the only reason it's high is that it's just going, too much is going in the supplements. Now, if she wasn't taking a B12 and wanted to take the Source of Life normally, that would be fine. But if you take a B-complex and the Source of Life, you are going to overdose on all of the B-vitamins.
Okay. Now, hi, Annalise. Taking Revive Menno long-term, can you put the contents of the tablet into the sachet drink, and can it cause the hands to go a bit numb at times due to vitamin B in the sachet? Do you understand that?
So I do, indeed. So Menno Active is a menopause support product by the Revive Active company. It's very, very good. I've tried it myself and I found it great. And it comes in a sachet and then there's a little capsule. So absolutely, you can open the capsule and put it into your sachet if you don't mind the taste. I don't think that would cause any problems whatsoever. But the reason that your hands might be going a bit numb is because there is a high level of B6 in there. Now, B6 is really good for hormone imbalance mood. So it helps with menopause, anxiety and brain fog, or low mood. And it also is great for younger women that have PMT coming up to their periods as well, for mood, you know, for mood swings at that time. But it can cause a little bit of numbness in your fingers. So it's possible the dose is too high, in which case what I would say, if you're getting that, just take half the sachet and half the capsule.
Okay, Sheila says, my daughter is suffering from tight calves after games and training. Now, this never happened before. The only difference is she started a waitressing job, so she's on her feet a lot of the time. Is there a connection?
Oh, definitely, I'd say, Patricia. So it's just the muscles are being overworked, really. She's on her feet all the time. I mean, she's very young, so when I hear somebody on their feet and sore legs, it can often mean varicose veins, but she would be way too young for that. I really just think that she's probably working her muscles very hard. So there's two things I'd recommend there. The first is free of charge, which is stretching. So she should be doing a lot more stretching of her leg muscles after she does her training and exercise, and when she's finished work in the evening as well. And then the second thing that would really help would either be to take magnesium or to rub the magnesium gel directly into the muscle calves. And she should do it before training, after training, before work and after work.
Okay, that magnesium is great. We get a lot of people get relief from that. Question for Annalise, please. I'm on aspirin and blood pressure tablets, but the blood pressure tablets doesn't seem to be keeping my blood pressure down. Could Annalise recommend any natural product that I could take as well as taking the blood pressure tablet from the GP?
Yeah, it's quite difficult one to get the blood pressure down naturally. Now, there's various different things that can help very well. So the first one I'll recommend is supplements that you can take. It's Hawthorn. Hawthorn is very good for the health of the vascular tissue. So if your veins and your arteries are healthy and elastic, that will help with blood pressure. And then magnesium is very good to help bring blood pressure down. And coenzyme Q10 is another one that can work. So Terra Nova do a supplement with all three of those in there. You could certainly try that, and it would work fine with blood pressure medication. Then there's certain foods that can help. Beetroot is very good because it's very high in what's called nitric acid, which actually helps the blood vessels to expand. So it's like a vasodilator. So you could, and celery juice is full of potassium, as are bananas, and these are potassium is great for blood pressure as well. So if you could include beetroot in your food every day, or juice beetroot, or buy beetroot juice in the health shop if you don't want to juice it yourself. I would juice celery. I put a stick of celery into my juice every day, Patricia, or I would eat celery raw as a snack. I love it too, so that's no sacrifice for me. But if you do that, increase those foods, and then, of course, look at all the salty foods that you're eating and cut them out or minimise them as much as possible.
Okay. Celery is about the one fruit and veg that I cannot tolerate.
Oh. I actually think some people genetically, Patricia, you know the way some people can't eat cucumber either.
No, I've no problem with cucumber, but don't give me celery.
I think it's the same with celery, because there's so many people who are the same as cucumber, like a tasted love it type of thing.
It's like Marmite. Now, Norma was on, suffering from a condition called idiopathic neuropathy. It's basically a tightness and a burning sensation on her feet. She describes it like walking on glass. Would any food supplements help in any way, or have you come across it before? She's not diabetic, she doesn't have anything like that.
So neuropathy means generally something wrong with the nerves. So the nerves in the feet obviously are sensing a burning sensation. And there was a lovely homeopathic remedy for that burning sensation, which is from the St. John's wort plant called Hypericum. And you could buy it as a cream, and you could buy it as a homeopathic remedy, and it was perfectly safe. But unfortunately, the powers that be, we can't get it really anymore. Now, I do have St. John's wort oil in the shop that can be used topically, so that could work. You could apply that topically. And that's why a lot of people, Patricia, when they get that kind of nerve pain, they're prescribed amitriptyline, which is like a kind of St. John's wort effect. So obviously they must work pharmacologically in the same way, I'd say. But St. John's wort is lovely. There's little to no weaning off effects of it. Especially if you're just putting the oil on your foot, you're not going to have to worry about becoming dependent on it at all. So if you can get your hands on Hypericum from a homeopath, or if you know a health shop, I know Down to Earth in Dublin, they sell homeopathic remedies. They have a homeopath on site. And then we have the St. John's wort oil here. You could try the two of those.
Okay, Joan has diabetes and her hair has started to fall out. Are they linked in any way? And what could you recommend?
Could be, Patricia. It could be. I'd say if the blood sugars aren't well controlled. Now, there's different obviously causes for thinning hair on the scalp, and menopause is one of them. Low thyroid function is another one of them. A lot of stress, so a bereavement or a stressful experience or trauma, that could do it. So our poor nutrition, and often after a viral infection, people will notice their hair is very poor quality. So what I'd really recommend here would be the Norcrin. It's a supplement. Now, it's a bit expensive, but I have to say it's generally very, very successful. And it helps to kickstart the hair on the head that is no longer going back into growth mode. So it starts them back into growth mode. N-O-U-R-K-R-I-N. And you'd need to probably do about 3 months of it before you could see whether it was working or not, because it'll be the new hair coming up that you'll see. So I'd probably recommend that. But if your blood sugars aren't under control, you know, if you're not good at managing those, that probably is a factor, all right, in the thinning hair.
Okay, and very finally, Roger in Ardmore, what can he take to prevent hay fever as we're coming into the season for hay fever? What should people be doing?
There's a lot you can actually do naturally, Patricia, and a load of people get a great result from this, because the antihistamines in the long term have been linked with various different health issues. So if you can go the natural route, fantastic. So the first thing I would recommend is Pollen Asan by Vogel. It's a homeopathic blend, and you can get it in tablets, and you can also get it in drops, which can be given to children, so you can drop it into a bit of juice for them. And you need to really be starting on that now and stay on it throughout the hay fever season. Then there is another natural antihistamine that we get great feedback on. It's a combination. It's quercetin, which is also an anti-inflammatory, so it does help with the swelly eyes and the swollen, sore nose. So there'd be quercetin in it, and there is stinging nettle extract in it. Vitamin B5 is in it, and a few number of other things as well that would all be natural antihistamines. So the combination of the homeopathic remedy and the natural antihistamine is the best way to go. And then simple things like, if you're going for a walk now down in the park, I know the regional park, the birch is going to come out soon, and that's lethal for people who suffer from hay fever. So wear a mask if you're going out for a walk where you know you're going to be coming in contact with a lot of pollen. And putting a little bit of Vaseline in the nose can help to trap the pollen. But just remember, after your walk, to kind of clear it out and put in a new bit, because, you know, you need to get rid of it, obviously, so it's not staying in the nose and you're reacting.
OK. All right. Great advice, as always. Thank you for that. Have a lovely week.
Thanks.
And we won't talk with Annalise next week, because it's bank holiday. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. God bless. Take care. That is Annalise Adrasel. She'll put up all of the information that we spoke about today on her website this afternoon, healthhubstore.com.